one final issue is management of the HER2-positive patient in the metastatic setting, now in the era of adjuvant trastuzumab and the availability of lapatinib. How are you going to think that one through? And also in terms of first, second, and third line therapy in the metastatic setting?
Of course, in the patient who hasn't received adjuvant trastuzumab, I would handle it the way I've always handled it and would start a patient on trastuzumab, generally with chemotherapy. And at the time of progression, with the availability of lapatinib, I think we will use lapatinib as that next regimen. So now we move to the situation of the woman who's received adjuvant trastuzumab. For the patient who has received adjuvant trastuzumab in the relatively recent past, and for lack of a better time point, I'll say a year, I would be inclined to move on to lapatinib as my next regimen in that patient. But for the patient who develops a recurrence at a somewhat later point in time, I'd probably go back to trastuzumab and use it again, and then use lapatinib as the second regimen in that patient.
So in both of those situations, what do you do after lapatinib?
Well, I haven't had to deal with that yet. I guess none of us have. I don't imagine continuing lapatinib beyond progression.
Would you go back to trastuzumab?
Well, this is a tough issue, of course, because we actually don't know that continuing trastuzumab beyond progression, even without lapatinib on the scene, is a useful strategy. I suspect in some patients I will. And I think in others I may not, or we may have trials available to them. And I suspect that doctors who have tended to believe that HER2-directed therapy, therapy that inhibits HER2, should be continued on and on, even without data, I think most of those doctors will probably return to trastuzumab after this progression on lapatinib until there are additional data.